Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eatley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I am so excited to be back. This is Natalie Torres, her dad, and I am here with the lovely Vera Eatley. Hello.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be back. Hello to you, my friend. I missed you so much, and all our listeners too. We have missed you very much.
Oh yes. And before we got started, we have to tell you the behind the scenes, because we all know this happens every so often when recording, something goes wrong and it's something camera related, and then it became the actual platform. So we went back to old school platform for today because we were like, we have so much to talk about. But the funnier part is just that I'm like, she can't see me anymore. I just want to run, you guys that don't know me, Vera and I are not in the same room. We're just doing this virtually, but all I want to do is like run towards her and have that song in the background, like reunited and it feels so good.
Okay, funny thing though, it's like we were trying to sing that and then all of a sudden all the platforms stopped working. Like, that's just rude, podcast gods. Like, that's,
I know. They're like, please don't sing. Don't do that. We're not going to do that often.
No, but we're not going to keep singing. So we do apologize if it stung your ears. But mind you, we're just really excited to be together.
We love what we do. What can we say? And and I've been following this on Instagram. Well, he's everywhere, but young Pablo. And he always puts these great quotes about relationships and good friendships and people that give you good energy. And Vera's just that for me. Every time we get together, whether it's in person or virtual, it's like, I could feel her frequency. I can feel her energy. And we say this all the time. We don't care that thousands of people are listening to us, or if two people are listening to us, because we would do this for fun for free.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
But my friend, you are up. Tell everyone where you're at today, because I know your weather's different than here in LA.
Yeah, I'm actually up in Portland. I'm still living in Oregon. Funnily enough, I just flew back from Dallas, Texas last night. So I was there for a wedding, but I'm still living in Oregon, still loving every second. And you are still down in SoCal.
Yeah, and it feels so strange that all of a sudden it was cold and then summer hot. Like, we're in the 80s right now, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
And our doggies feel it.
For insane, because I came from Dallas, which was like 79, and I got to Portland and it was 42. Okay. I was like, oh my God. It was a shock to the system.
It really is. And you could hear in my voice. So I'm so congested. I swear the fact that there's 1 week where we have the heater on and then 1 week when the AC's on, my clothes too. I'm like, is it wintertime? Is it summertime? Yeah. But I feel like there's so much to talk about because a little celebration for us, because this is our 200th episode. Woohoo! So
crazy. 200.
200. Episodes. I know. Talk, and some people, they're like, yes, right? So they're like, oh, I did 200 in first year. I'm like, kudos to you. But Vera and I, we're like the tortoise instead of the hare. We like to enjoy the ride. Yes. And just talk about what's going on. And I feel like every day I see something on social media, on the news, anything about the economy. But I've been reading some good books, and there's one, they're not selling this on me and I'm still like halfway through, but I'm reading 1929. And it's, you know, just everything that led up to the Great Depression. And there's things that, like, I literally wrote, I mean, you know, I'm highlighting stuff, and I wanted to share this with you and ask you like how you're feeling about this. Cause it's eerie to be like, oh my gosh, almost 100 years later, and have we actually evolved? Have we learned from our mistake or people's mistakes prior, or will we continue to do the same things? And there's this particular part, I won't go so much into it, but one of these high people you can read in the book, talking about having this conversation with President Hoover at the time, saying, where we are right now, the financial health of the entire economy and not just the stock market is based on credit. And he's basically warning Hoover that if you don't do anything, this will bring an end to an unprecedented era of prosperity. And it's kind of eerie reading that, because this is 1929, April 8th. That's the part of it. And I kind of feel like Twilight Zone a little bit. I don't know.
It's kind really of scary.
What do you think?
I feel that too. And I do think that there are eras of recycling that society and the earth. I feel like the earth is coming up for recycling. So, but that's a whole other episode. Yeah, I don't know really if we ever learn. I think that too often there are people that like dynasties, family dynasties that stay in power, that want to maintain that power. And again, we're not, Natalie and I are into making money. Don't get us wrong. That's not what this is about. It's more about like we need to learn how to achieve prosperity without damaging people and the world. And I think that we have not learned that there should be a limit. Like I think that there should be a limit to the amount of greed, you know. I don't even know how to explain it, but I don't think we've learned anything. And I also think that you know, I had of course a man tell me that it's more of a thought experiment that female leaders would be any different than men are. And I disagree. I really think that if we had more women leaders, we would find ourselves in a very different predicament. I'm not saying it would be perfect, but I don't think we would have the problems that we do now. There'd be different problems, of course. There's always problems. But I'm like kind of tired of this same old, same old. And I don't understand why we don't break that. Why can't we break through it? And obviously, if Natalie, if you and I understood that, you know what I mean? We'd be our own type of billionaires figuring out the universe's problems. But we haven't learned. I think we're going through another cycle. And sometimes I get really scared. I see a lot of fear and a lot of hoarding and also a lot of consumption because people are like, I got to spend it now because you never know if I'm not going to, you know, you're not going to have things anymore. I
Oh
don't know.
yes,
It's like,
carpe diem, spend it now.
yeah, very extreme. So that's what makes me nervous. I just don't think that extremism is helpful for society.
I feel like it. You and I started doing this because we have, I think you and I are not only realists, we try to be more optimistic, but we have our days where we're like, oh my gosh, just feeling a little down and or it's that where I'm like, I know we're in our 40s. Let's be real, but I'm surrounded by people that are twice my age that don't have a clue what they're doing either, and they're trying to figure out a way to find the solution or ask us or younger people to find the solution. And I was recently at a conference for the Los Angeles Economic it's this long acronym, but it's basically it's every year, and it's what's going on funding within LA County, and LA County being one of the biggest counties, and California being the fourth largest economy in the world, which is crazy. There's obviously a lot of systems that are in place, a lot of them that don't work, a lot of them that are bleeding red and broke and that kind of thing. But one, and I felt scared. There was moments where there's people around us, and I think we were breathing through some of these panels because we're like, oh my gosh, these are like the big leaders of the healthcare professionals, entertainment, every different scenario. But I did walk away feeling hopeful because what's going on, I'm particularly in Inglewood, like the World Cup coming, the Olympics, and all these other things that can be, financially fruitful for the city. But it also just kind of brought me to remind myself that everyone's just trying to figure it out. Like, as a kid, you think, oh, the adults will figure out and come up with a solution. And now that we're the adults, we're like, they don't know what they're doing either because we don't know what we're doing.
We have we have, and I'm doing air quotes, adults leading our government, and they ha some of them seem completely
Oh
clueless to
gosh,
what to
even
do
more.
next.
And there's days where you're like, should I run? Should I do, will I actually make a
Sure.
difference? But I like how you're saying just kind of, yeah, if we change the players, if we come up with different things. And you and I, this is what we do on our podcast. We talk about our wins, we talk about, the things that have helped us being first gen in so many different areas, not just education and money wise, but a funny story with the okay, with AI. Let's talk about AI in a little bit too, because that's everyone's talking about
Just
it. And I
obviously, right?
it's you can't not. And it's funny how often I'm hearing over and over saying, you won't be replaced by AI, but you'll be replaced by someone that knows how to use AI, right? And so, we're seeing younger people hopefully getting better jobs because of it, but everyone else feeling kind of frantic. And last a few months ago, right before the end of the year, I decided to post like one of my accounts just because I'm like, you know what? I never really share how much I'm making, and it's helpful obviously with our Instagram. And I kid you not, and it was a really great month, a great year for that matter. But One of my dearest friends sends me a message. I'm not going to call her. I love her. And she's like, "Hey, Nat, I'm just, I follow you." Obviously, turns out she didn't even know her nephew in a different state was following me too. He was like 18. She's like, and he sent me the screenshot, and I think it's AI. And I'm like, "No, I made that much money." And then she's like, "What?" And then we had this great conversation about what's going on in my life. And most people don't understand too, when you do start making real wealth, you hopefully are reinvesting it, not just in yourself, in your community, in your family. And she knows my situation, but she's like, "Oh yeah, you've probably spent more than half of that already." I was like, "Oh well, yes, absolutely." Or, my plans are here already. But I love the fact that we know that there's so many images and so many content out there now that is AI. What do you believe? And how do you keep that authenticity? And that's partly why I love speaking with you, Vera, because you do talk about what's going on in your life and how you're handling being the first, like the fact that you're in Portland from your family, being this Mexican American girl, like, hello, you never really, at least for myself, I never pictured myself anywhere else than where I grew up. And so you're venturing off to new places.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, it's funny because I remember, like, born and raised in downtown LA. I was like, I want to explore so much more. I remember very vividly, and I hope no one takes offense to this, but it's just how I thought at the time. I didn't want to be a statistic, meaning that most of the girls in my neighborhood, by the time they were 15, they already had a kid. And most of all of them were Latina, and again, some of them who have children now, they're doing great. It was just like, I just didn't want to be in that bucket. Like, I was like, I want to do something different, but it was not easy, because I didn't come from tons of money. I mean, it's funny how when you're like little, you don't realize that like there are other people that have way more than you because you're little.
Yes.
Like, I was never hungry. I always had what I wanted, but
We were lucky like that.
we were not by no means like rich, you know what I mean? Like, so, but I knew that I just wanted other things. And speaking of authenticity, like, I can't lie about my background. What's really crazy is that like nobody, it's not on social media because we didn't have social media. So it's not like there's pictures of like how I grew up, but I can at least share the stories. And what we hope with this podcast is that we share our stories of being like first to a lot of things so that 18-year-old, like you said, somebody's nephew is seeing that and saying like, oh, that's cool. Maybe I can do that too. And no, it's not AI. And if suddenly somebody's copying us and making AI content, then I feel like we're doing something right. If suddenly, we got to get that message out further. Don't do that, by the way. But I'm just saying, like, I see it as a call to arms for a lot of people. There's going to be more agentic AI and avatar looking things. I think it's a call to arms for more women of color, people of color. Anybody who's looking to really make a difference and share a message to get out, start filming yourself and start getting out. Or better yet, go into your community and start serving in your communities. Like, that's the authentic self. Like, right now, if you are terrified of AI, it's the time to show up as a human being that you are, right? Like, things are super scary. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what our president's going to do tomorrow, right? We know that there's a war going on. We know that maybe some jobs are going to be replaced, but it's a call to arms. You're a human being. You have the right to exist. And if we all just let ourselves get rolled over by this whole like fear-mongering around AI, like, what are we doing? Even as just like a human species, we shouldn't be afraid, and we should just stand up for our right to be human, I suppose, and
No,
for the authenticity of it.
I love that. If somebody's listened to this, I hope you have a friend like Vera, or someone that you can bounce back your worries, your concerns, your fears, your anxieties, and also like what you want to do. And I love, that this is why her and I hit it off from the beginning, because the fact that, yeah, we grew up in neighborhoods where like 15 was the norm. You already had a kid. My two best friends at 15 already had their kid. And they're great moms now. That's not an issue. They're great, have great lives. But it's all these extra things that you and I had to overcome as well, and challenges that we were faced with. And then, like you said, you can't hide being yourself. And I like how you said we didn't have social media back then. And I recently had a keynote a few months ago, and the story I shared was a lesson that I learned 20 years ago was one of my first real estate investments. And I went into this whole spiel that you and I can definitely have another episode on. But the person in the room was one of my old partners. And so, and I gave him a heads up, like, hey, I'm going to talk about this, not knowing he was going to be there. And I'm glad I did because it was like this weird, surreal moment that I was having where I'm like, here, I thought I felt like I just graduated from college 2 years ago when it's literally been over 2 decades. And I'm speaking to this huge alumni association. And being able to share, like, oh yeah, my first investment was a flop, but not a complete flop that I lost money. I didn't make any, so I didn't feel completely, like I failed. But I learned so much from that one that the second one and the third and then several after not only helped me build my confidence, build my portfolio, and I ended up, hold that thought, Vera. Stay tuned for part two because we definitely have to hear the rest of this.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.